Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay, I want to go into something that you were talking about when you were going through the aggressive growth phase of, you know, with, I still want to stay on this track of kind of like the investor piece. And, you know, you raised this 1.4 round and you were saying it was aggressive growth and growth at all costs. What did you kind of learn from taking that pathway of growth at all costs? Does that mean you kind of like reduced your profit margins? Does that mean you did grow too fast? What happened there?
Oh yeah, we made all the mistakes. So we stopped focusing on profitability, which was a big learning. I think that at the time, I wouldn't necessarily call it a mistake in the eyes of investors because they were like, hey, it doesn't matter what the bottom line is. Like, we just care about top line, which the narrative has completely changed.
What year are we talking for this?
That was 2021, start of 2021, because we closed around in
4 weeks, I want to say, at the end of 2020. And then we started deploying in 2021. We made our first like big hire, I think, in the start of 2021, I want to say spring. And that was a $200,000 mistake all in all, which was a big learning as well. So I think we just spent too fast thinking that we had to deploy the capital faster because everyone was like, well, you need to show the ROI off of this 1.4 million that you raised and you can't just use it to invest in like inventory. It has to actually be used for growth marketing. So we spent a lot in like influencer marketing, tested podcast ads, and not like on a small scale, like what I was saying earlier. It was like, well, if we're going to test influencer, like let's test 3 macro influencers that were each charging like 15K and see like what happens there. And one's in the food industry, one's in like beauty, one's in health. And those were our tests, but that wasn't like a smart way to spend the money. Another thing is when we hired the senior hire, who was just too senior for us at the time, we really trusted their perspective when it came to where we should spend. So for example, we had a product launch and this person said, well, I have like the best photography studio that I used to work with at my previous company. So it was $40,000 for a photo shoot, which up until that point, we were spending like $1,000 or even that because we were doing things ourselves. Or she was like, well, if we're going to launch this product, then we need to do this influencer campaign. And that was another, I think, 40K US. So like 50,000 Canadian. And all in all, again, super expensive. And what I realized is it took us away from the fundamentals of the company that we had worked so hard to build and the consumers that we had created this trust with. And there was a moment, I want to say in the end of 2021, where Laura and I looked at each other and we're like, this is not working. Like the way that we're spending, I think we were like $800,000 in the red. And we're like, this is not sustainable. Even though we were growing so aggressively, I think at that point we were growing like 500% year over year, something insane. So at the start of 2022, I think it was January 2022, we looked at each other. We're like, okay, now from now on, we're focusing on profitability. So I'm really proud to share that as of last year, aka 2023, we're a profitable brand now. We have made huge headway in that journey. And now every investor that we talk to, every founder that we talk to, they're like, how did you become profitable? Because in today's day and age, it's so difficult to be a profitable brand. But we were just so laser focused on profitability. And every weekly meeting with the team, we're talking about our path to EBITDA positive. And every monthly update to the team, we talked about that. And every quarterly investor update, we're talking about that. And every quarterly team offsite, we're talking about that. So everyone on the team knew like, hey, you have to think from a profitability first mindset. So if someone was looking for a photography studio, they would research 5, like really negotiate them down, but work with the one that was the best quality. If I was thinking about bringing samples for a retailer, I would think like, hey, am I going to be by the warehouse anytime soon? If I am, then I'll just pick them up instead of shipping and spending the $15. Like little things like that really add up. So to answer your question, lots of learnings, but really proud to share we are profitable now. And if I were to do it again, I wouldn't have listened to all these external voices and noises from investors and other founders and what I was reading online of people saying like it's growth at all costs because things will always change.
And I also feel like it's kind of like, yes, you raise this capital, but in essence, you're still like a small business. So it's like you still need to act as a small business owner and use yes. the power of being scrappy. And because yes, if you're this huge, you know, corporation and you do have just unlimited budget to spend on huge photo shoots and things like that, that's amazing. And that's how that company operates with 200 staff or whatever. But like, even though you've raised so much capital, you should be still operating from a place of like, I'm scrappy, I'm doing this in a way that's kind of keeping us lean, I guess.
Exactly. I think you really, really hit the nail on the head with we were operating like a large company when we were still a small company. And another thing is one of our core values is hustle, which isn't just like hustle culture. It's more, you know, doing things outside of your job description to help the team, putting your ego aside, things like that. And I think a part of hustle is that scrappiness because it's so part of 3Ship's DNA. Having started the company with like $4,000 in my kitchen, like it felt like we just lost that entire part of our identity. And we're so focused on trying to be like every other company we saw online. So yeah, I think it was a really good learning. And when we raised again in 2022, which was like a seed round, that capital we deployed way more logically and strategically. And now that we're profitable, our runway is essentially kind of infinite right now because we are burning every month. So I'm really happy with how we've managed that.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female-founded business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/hypeclub. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.